Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God is so good. He is so good to us. Now I'm going to ask you to do something this morning, because I'm going to do a little bit of deliverance here. I've been praying yesterday against that thing, that travesty that's taking place over there in Scottsdale. And you know, when you pray to God, God answers prayer. So God was showing me what to break, and you know, and he actually told me specifically a couple of things to pray about that were taking place over there. And so I'm gonna do a little bit of deliverance. And in the process, you know, I try to mind my own business. I don't try to get in other folks' business unless the Lord brings me in. And then I just do what he says. I ain't trying to build no memorial, and I'm not trying to control anybody's life, because God is against those things. But he's also, if you ask him, he will always answer you. And he'll always tell you what to do. So it is by the goodness of God this morning, I'm going to do this deliverance. And there's something happening in the church that some people are going to be led astray by it. And God showed it to me, but it took hours, listen to me, hours of prayer to get it, because I just didn't understand my, and I knew that the understanding that I needed had to come from God. He gave it to me. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get your anointing oil. I want you to get a paper towel, and I want you to put the oil on the paper towel, and I'll tell you what to do with it as I progress in this teaching deliverance this morning. So I'm going to give you time. Brother Joe, you do one for you and me, okay? I'm going to give you time. This is something, like, you know, I really went to God. I was really interceding because I got a lot of emails from people in Scottsdale, and I got emails from people in Arizona yesterday, something fierce. And because I didn't make up no prayer, I just waited on God. You know, the other day when the lady called in from Canada with the marriage witchcraft, I want to let you know, 22 people got delivered when I prayed for that lady. 22 people benefited from that prayer and got free from witchcraft in their marriage. And love witchcraft. You know that love potion that they sell for $5 on the internet? It works. It works to bring devastation and travesty in the life of people. So I want you to get your paper towel and pour some oil on it and get ready for some deliverance this morning. Yeah. Jesus. Thank you.
I got a testimony of what he's done. And I can't keep it to myself. He took the shackles off my feet. And now I've got the victory.
Praise God. Father God, as we come before you this morning, in the spirit of gratitude, in the spirit of thanksgiving, go, devil, I heard that. I break that power right now. I heard what you said. Go! I heard what you said, devil. We destroy that right now. I bind up every spirit of entitlement. You ain't entitled to nothing. It is by the goodness and the mercy of God. Devil gonna try to whisper in my ear entitlement with his lying self. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We destroy that power of entitlement right now. It's a lie. It is by the goodness and the mercies of God, the Bible says, that we fail not. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, destroy every spirit of intent that was unloosed by those satanic rituals and altars. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, tear down their altars. We tear them down. We destroy the power of their intent to take captive the minds and the souls. Loose every stronghold, altar, all the incense, every false way being unloosed in the spirit realm. We bind it up and cover it with the blood of Jesus. Every false seal, we burn them up with the fire of God. Every sigil, we command it to be burned and destroyed by the fire of God. Every voice calling down the power of Baal, we command it to be cut off, dissipated in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God showed me. This is the answer. Every dance they danced, every hand they raised to draw down power from gods, goddesses, and the dead, we command it to be cut off and consumed by the fire of God in the heavenlies, in the heavenlies. And God, I destroy every Melchizedek order in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the mind control power of Baha'u'llah that the Satans have linked together with the Freemasons. Go! Go! Every satanic spirit unloosed through a skull, the false peace sign, which is the upside down cross, we break it and destroy it. So, Lord God, we operate in the heavenly realms right now. We're cooperating with the angels of God right now that have been unloosed. And we loose angels to confound their camp in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I have something so dynamic to teach you. I just gotta put it in order. But it's so dynamic, it's gonna revolutionize your life in Christ Jesus. I'm talking spiritual, I'm talking about in Christ Jesus. This is just the start of it, okay? This is just the start. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm starting in John chapter 13. John chapter 13, and I'm only going to verse 1 and 2. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Now, this is where I want you to post this too. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. You see, this the devil puts this evil stuff in people's heart. Now, I'm going to come back to this. Just hold right there. I'm coming back to this. Jesus said in John 13:15, John 13:15, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." And then in John 13:17, Jesus says, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." You got that? Happy are you if you do them. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So that means that if someone with the gospel of peace enters into an atmosphere, joy and peace enter into that atmosphere. Now, the opposite holds true also. Someone is bad, and with the gospel of Satan, which they could have, because it says that the devil can put things into people's hearts. So if someone with the devil in their heart enters into an atmosphere, that means that badness and ugliness come into that atmosphere. Now, if someone with the gospel of peace enters into an atmosphere, the gospel of peace, who is our peace? Jesus. Who is our joy? Jesus. Because the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So in Joshua chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "As soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth," talking about Jesus, "as soon as they entered into the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap." What this means is that when good people enter into the life of a person, good things happen. When wrong things enter into the life of a person, wrong things happen. But note the fact, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that were carrying the ark of the Lord entered that water, the plan and the purpose of God were enacted. So sometimes when wrong people walk out of a person's life, good things begin to happen to that person. A lot of people don't realize that it is the connection of some people to their life that they're holding on to. They should have actually moved away from or chased those people out of their life, because the contribution of those people to their destiny is bad. There are some people that God has already said they should go, and some of you are continuing to allow them to stay, and the trouble you're dealing with continues for you because you won't walk away from that which is bad, evil, and ugly. 2 Samuel 22. These are the words that David spoke unto the Lord the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, out of the hand of Saul. David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge. My Savior, thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the floods of ungodly men and women made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and the fire of his mouth devoured coals. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness. Post this ate of you, and darkness was under his feet. Darkness was under his feet. I need eight of you to post that in that chat room. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the darkness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright, man will show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people, thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, the prideful, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, but by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and he setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the net of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou hast also delivered me from the striving of my people, and thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me, As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings of great joy. I want to tell you something this morning. Your feet are instruments of dominion. The Bible says, you shall tread, walk upon, stamp upon with your feet serpents and scorpions, and upon every power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. In the spirit realm, your feet are a symbol of dominion. Your feet, brothers and sisters, your feet hold the keys to your possessing, your possessions. Your feet cause room for the possession of all of your benefits from God in the realm, in the spirit realm. You have a right through Christ Jesus by the power of his own Holy Spirit. You have a right in this world to walk in and possess all, everything that belongs to you. Your feet are the key to your possession. However, if your feet are bewitched, if your feet have been influenced by witchcraft in any shape, form, or fashion, possessing your possessions will be a serious problem. You see, remember Jezebel in 2 Kings 9 and 35? When the eunuchs tossed her out the window, it says, and they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. You see, Job chapter 12, verse 5, it says, he that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. In Job 13, 27, it talks about the feet being able to be put in stocks. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and thou lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a print upon the heels of my feet. Job 18:8, for he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. Job 18:11, terrors shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Your feet are meant to establish your breakthroughs. And if your feet are in trouble, it means that you are in trouble. In 2 Samuel 22:34, it confirms it. It says, he, God, Jesus, makes my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. 2 Samuel 22:37, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. This morning, we're going to break everything off your feet. I need you to pray and get it in your own mind that my feet can be delivered today. That my feet will be delivered today from any influence of opposition, from any witchcraft intent to hold me back, from any mind control. So how you say, I don't need this, how you know? You might need it if every time an opportunity for you comes up, you get there late, you need it. If you walk into disappointments a lot, you need it. You see, your feet are an instrument of direction. Your feet are an instrument of deliverance. Your feet are an instrument of greatness. Your are an instrument of expansion. And your feet, that's right, your feet are weapons of warfare that help you to overcome. Do you think it's strange, brothers and sisters, that in the upper room, as Jesus was getting ready to go to Calvary, that he rose from that Lord's Supper, he laid aside his own garments, he took a towel and wrapped it around himself, and after that he poured water into a basin. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. Simon Peter said, Lord, why you wash my feet? Don't wash my feet. Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash not your feet, Peter, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not say to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Ye are not all clean, for he knew who would betray him. After Jesus had washed their feet and taken his garments and was set down, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Did you ever give a thought as to why Jesus washed their feet? Well, now you know. Your feet are weapons of spiritual warfare. Jesus said, It is with your feet you're going to crush Satan's head. He's going to bruise your ankle. But with your feet, you're going to crush his head wherever you are right now. I need you to renounce the world and the devil. And I want you out your own mouth to present your feet to Jesus. Give Jesus your feet so that after this deliverance right now will be the blessed instruments and work for you, and Satan will never again be able to use your feet to work against you. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to give your feet to Jesus this morning. Your feet. That's right, your feet. And repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, I'm calling upon you this morning for complete deliverance of my feet. And Lord Jesus, I thank you you're going to deliver whatever is against my feet, whatever is upon my feet, whatever has been sent to my feet to cause me to stumble. I will not walk backwards. I will not go backwards. And I rebuke you, Satan, off my feet this morning. Now I want you to breathe this thing out and cough it out. I bind up in the name of Jesus all witchcraft influence, all witchcraft trajectory, all witchcraft projections, all witchcraft spells, all witchcraft bindings, all satanic intent against the feet. Now you with your own mouth, say, get out of my feet everything that opposes God. Now cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Go! Loose those feet. Go! Get off the feet. Loose the feet this morning in the name of Jesus. Pain, misery assignments. Go! Off the feet. Go! Off the feet. Loose those feet this morning. Go. Go. All accidents, all stumbling, all mind control sent to the mind to scramble up the feet. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Loose those feet. In the name of Jesus, go! And while you're at it, loose the legs and the knees. Go! In the name of Jesus. We break your power. We terminate your assignment in the name of Jesus. Go! Off the feet. Go! Off the feet. Go! Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Go! All problems, all transference of spirits, a sign against the feet, we break your power, command you to dissipate, and we unloose the fire of God over the feet this morning. The fire of God over the feet. Burn. Burn, Holy Ghost, over the feet. Everything that is not of God, go out the feet. Go. Any fungus where you done walked on something, go. Any parasites that entered in through the feet where you walked on something, go out the feet. Loose the feet. Loose the feet. Loose the feet in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Off the feet. Off the feet. Loose the feet this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to take that paper towel where you got that oil, and I want you to anoint the soles of your whole soles and your heel. Your soles of your feet and your heel. Come on. Take that paper towel and the top of your feet last. The soles of your feet, your heel. See, the Bible says, he's going to bruise our heel. Anoint your heel. Anoint your heel. Anoint the soles of your feet and the top of your feet in the name of Jesus. Now, this is what I want you to say. Jesus, sanctify my feet. Jesus, sanctify my feet. Lord Jesus, sanctify my feet today, right now. Sanctify my feet. Thank you, Father. I did what you told me to do. Thank you for doing what you do. My feet are free. Say that. My feet are free. My feet are free. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, if you're not scared, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. If you're not scared, stand on your feet. If you're scared, I know you ain't going to do it because you're too scared. But if you're not scared, stand on your feet. And when I play this song, I dare you to lift your feet up and down. Just lift your feet up and down. And if you're really not scared, jump on them. Jump on your feet. Jump on your feet.
Jump on your feet. You brought the color to my black and white.
Now, this is the second part. You anointed your feet, right? You anointed your feet, right? Now, say, God, make the anointing upon my feet transferable. You hear me? Lord Jesus, make the anointing upon my feet transferable. Father God, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, make the anointing upon my feet transferable. Feet, obey God. Feet, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, obey God. Thank you, Father, for what you've done in my feet. Thank you. The anointing upon my feet is transferable.
Rain on, rain down on me. Rain on, rain down on me.
This is what freedom feels like in your feet, which is part of your body, which is lining up with the word of God. Praise God. Amen. I'm just happy in Jesus. How about you? Do you believe what just happened? Do you believe, do you really believe what just happened with your own feet? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I feel so good. I think I want to do something else. You know what? I believe that I'm going to come back on here because my next thing was going to be the brain. So I think I'm going to do deliverance for the brain at about, what time should I do this, Holy Ghost? I think I'm going to do deliverance for the brain at 6 p.m. Okay? Deliverance for the head and the brain at 6 p.m. Let's see what God does. That'd be today. Deliverance for the head and the brain at 6 p.m. this evening. How about that? I think I'll do that. I'm going to do deliverance at 6 p.m. for the head and the brain. That's to make up for some of the days, you know, when I was gone down to Arizona and then to Naples. I think I'm just going to give the devil a blow against his intent against the head and the brain at 6 p.m. this evening. I'll see you then. Be blessed. Stay blessed. Stay in the flow. Jump in the wave. And make sure that you do what Kirk Franklin say here.
Difficulty. you. I know it's hard right now. Because you're a winner. You look better. Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?